Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
Current law is very clear. No public funding for abortion and no public funding for health insurance policies that provide abortion. So there was a radical change. And as much as they want to deny it, they would say no public dollars because we segregate the money out. We didn't believe that for 1 minute. They had predicted that before the vote that they would easily defeat my amendment. And they're sort of in the state of denial right now. And so the long knives and the venom is coming out, and I'm a very unpopular person.
That's Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak in an interview on Issues Etc. earlier this week, talking about the difficulties not only of overcoming the opposition to his amendment that would have restricted abortion funding in health care reform, but also of being a pro-life Democrat. It's difficult to do. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll spend the first segment of this hour talking to Colleen Carroll Campbell about the Democratic Party, abortion, and health care reform. Then we'll be joined by Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch to talk about some funding coming apparently from Iran through certain agencies, foundations, to U.S. Islamic institutions. And of course, I believe that the federal prosecutors that are looking into this have seized some property, some mosques and other institutions. We'll see whether or not that's justified. Robert Spencer will be our guest. Then we'll conclude today's program, Playing Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. Four soundbites to play for you and then your opportunity to call and vote. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can always Twitter us right here in the studio with questions or comments at @issuesetc. Colleen Carroll Campbell joins us to talk about the Democratic Party, abortion, and health care reform. She's a fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, before the Stupak Amendment on health care reform passed, the leadership in the House, the Senate, the president himself reminded us continuously that health care reform wasn't about federal funding for abortion. Have the reactions from these various groups and their supporters proven that to be true?
No, they haven't. When the Stupak Amendment passed right before the passage of the overall health care bill in the House on Saturday night, we suddenly got a very vitriolic reaction, not only from abortion rights activists, but also a lot of concern expressed by President Obama and other Democratic leaders. And as you said, it was quite interesting because all along we've been hearing this has nothing to do with abortion. Abortion isn't connected to this. We don't have to worry about this new health care bill funding abortion. But in fact, as soon as it explicitly finally said it won't fund abortion, there was kind of an uproar, and it became clear that, in fact, there was obviously going to be some funding for abortion because a lot of people are very upset now that it no longer does that. And Exhibit A is Planned Parenthood and also the National Organization for Women. Both groups have been telling Americans for months now that this health care reform bill is absolutely vital. It has to pass no matter what. They haven't been playing up the abortion angle. But as soon as the Stupak Amendment passed, they came out saying they can no longer support the health reform bill for that reason. So obviously it did have to do with abortion all along, and for these groups that's apparently priority number one.
All right, so it's more or less, I mean, at least for the time being, out of the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We at least have to say she gave the amendment a chance to be voted on, and it went the way that the pro-life Democrats hoped that it would. What is next for this bill, and will the pressure from groups like Planned Parenthood bring about a different result in the Senate?
I think it very well could. The next step is, of course, getting this health care bill passed in the Senate. That's going to be a fight in and of itself. And, of course, a lot of us have plenty of concerns about this bill aside from the abortion funding. But if language like the Stupak Amendment gets in that bill, and it starts heading toward passage in both houses with that language, 40 Democratic lawmakers have said that they're not going to support it if it does. Contains that language, which, again, that language says not that abortion is illegal, not that you can't pay for abortion coverage out of your own pocket, but simply that federal funds can't be used to cover abortion. And that applies to the public option and also insurance plans in this government-run health insurance exchange. So we're hearing a lot of threats now, folks on the left saying they're not going to support a bill that they told us all along was absolutely vital now because it explicitly bans federal funding of abortion. So this is something that the public really needs to get on. We've seen polls consistently. Rasmussen Reports had a poll recently showing that some 48% of Americans said they definitely don't want any funding for abortion in this bill versus the 13% said they do want it. So the pro-life Democrats and Republicans have the majority of Americans on their side on this issue. But Americans need to let their voices be heard, especially to the senators who are going to decide if there's going to be abortion funding in this bill or not.
So, the pressures here have got to be enormous because we've got this staring contest between adamantly pro-life Democrats. I mean, these are the votes that matter. And apparently now you said 40 adamantly pro-choice Democrats who will refuse to sign on to the bill if there's anything like the Stupak Amendment in it. In between all of this is the president who's made promises to Planned Parenthood and who wants health care reform before 2010. How do you think this is going to come out?
Well, I don't think, unfortunately, that it looks very good in terms of getting the abortion funding out of there. A lot of the senators are pretty adamant that it has to be in there. And as you mentioned, the president made a pledge. He made it in 2007 at a Planned Parenthood Action Fund dinner. He said reproductive care, which we all know is a euphemism for abortion. Hillary Clinton said as much a few months ago. He said reproductive care is at the heart of the plan that I propose for health care. Got a big resounding round of applause. Planned Parenthood is now reminding him of that pledge. So when he says this isn't an abortion bill, but then says in the same breath, we got to get that Stupak Amendment changed, well, then I think we know what this is about. And so at the end of the day, it's going to come down to whether the Democratic Party wants to be a big tent party that appeals to Americans of many political persuasions and respects the views of a large group of Americans, the majority, if you look at a recent Gallup poll that identify themselves as pro-life, in not funding abortion, or do you want to play to a very narrow base whose number one concern is abortion funding? That's not the number one health care concern of most Americans. And I think Democrats may go in that unfortunate direction, but I think they're going to pay for it in 2010 if they do.
The president says that the Stupak Amendment needs more work. Now, you point out that this amendment is extremely modest, and I have a hard time seeing, Colleen, how you could work on it that could be some kind of a compromise between what pro-life Democrats obviously want, which is an exclusion of federal funding for abortion and health care, and what the president seems to envision, which is some kind of inclusion. Is there any compromise here?
I don't think so. And in fact, in the same breath that he said it needed more work, he reiterated that he was not calling for federal funding of abortion. Well, if you read the amendment, that's simply all that it bars. It doesn't bar a woman from seeking an abortion or even paying for one and getting coverage for it. It simply bans the use of federal funds for abortion coverage. And again, this doesn't even apply to the private plans you would get through your insurer. This is the public option and insurers who sell plans through the proposed government-run health insurance exchange. And there's even an exception in there for rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. In other words, federal funds could be used for abortions in those cases. So this is hardly an overwhelming pro-life victory, but it is a victory for pro-lifers in the sense that that principle has been maintained, that federal funding would not go to support abortion coverage. And the president said that's all he's asking for. So for him to say there needs to be more work on an amendment that does exactly what he said he wanted is disingenuous, and I think it reveals that he, in fact, is thinking of keeping his promise to Planned Parenthood.
So your prediction, Nancy Pelosi has said that health care reform will be a Christmas present for the American people. I think those are her words. By the end of the year, health care reform or not, with or without federal funding for abortion in some form or not.
Boy, that's a tough call. I've got a lot of concerns about the bill. So frankly, I'd rather see this bill be scrapped and we start over. I think a lot of Americans feel that way. Whether or not that'll happen, I'm not sure. The Stupak Amendment actually gives Democrats a good chance of passing this bill. So it might be that they have to choose between having this bill by the end of the year with the Stupak Amendment or not having it at all. And that'll be interesting to see. I'm not quite sure how it's going to turn out, but I think voters are going to be watching very carefully, and they're going to express their opinion about what they thought happened at the polls in 2010. And I think pro-choice Democrats and President Obama should remember that.
Do you think pro-life Democrats will not only be willing but also able to hold the line? About a minute.
I'm not sure about that. There's some speculation about how strong their will is to oppose this. Some people have said that the Stupak Amendment was, in a sense, a face-saving measure that they can later then vote for a bill without it and say, well, we tried. I hope that's not the case. I hope some of these folks are really going to hold the line and say we're not going to federally fund abortion because the majority of American people don't think abortion is health care. Again, I'm not quite sure, and I think it probably comes down to the individual lawmakers, which is why we need to make sure our opinions are heard in Washington on this issue.
Folks, Colleen Carol Campbell writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can read her columns under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Colleen Carol Campbell is a regular guest, a fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and author of the book, The New Faithful. Colleen, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
On the other side of the break, Robert Spencer is going to join us. He'll talk with us for about 20 minutes about attempts by federal prosecutors to seize the assets of an Islamic foundation based in New York. It's in the headlines of the Washington Post, and we'll find out why the property has been seized. We'll also get his reaction to some things said recently about those seizures by Ibrahim Hooper of the Council for American Islamic Relations. He says it's a civil rights issue, and we should all be concerned. Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch will be our guest on the other side of the break. It's Friday afternoon, November the 13th. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. After our conversation with Robert Spencer, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, all for you, and then you get to pick which one will be the soundbite of the week this week. When we come back, Iran funding institutions, Muslim institutions in the U.S. Robert Spencer will answer our questions. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click Donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I believe the day will come when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Because Americans are sinners like we Finns are.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.